Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Dr. Charles Ballard, who is MSU Professor of Economics, who oversees the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. That's a big title. Hello, Charles. How are you?
Hi. Actually, the part that I do is the State of the State Survey, which is part of the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. The guy who oversees the whole thing is my friend Doug Roberts.
Ah, I appreciate the correction. I never mind being corrected properly. The reason we wanted to talk to you today was a recent poll that was published in Lansing State Journal and elsewhere as well about how Michiganders believe they'll be better off next year. And just kind of wanted to talk to you about how the survey was done, questions asked on the survey, and what you thought those results meant to most of us.
We do a telephone interview survey once a quarter, and these interviews were conducted at the end of 2010. We had 1,000 respondents, and we asked them a bunch of questions, including their approval of Governor Granholm in her final time and President Obama, and also about the consumer confidence. And perhaps the number that struck me the most was 57% said that they believe that they will be better off financially a year from now than they are now. And that's the highest that number has been since 2005. So it does look like as our economy continues to inch forward, people are anticipating that good days are coming.
And per some of the questions that you asked, what were some of the reasons that people felt that things were going to look better, even if they weren't so good right now?
Well, we don't do a focus group, we just ask closed-end questions, and we don't say why did you feel the way you felt. Although I think certainly a big part of it is, 2 years ago we were in free fall. The economy was just in terrible shape. And when you've been in such a dire situation as we were in 08 and 09, even making modest progress and having some job increases feels really good by comparison. It's possible that the election of Governor Snyder might have brightened people's moods. I think he had a very strong majority. A lot of people may think that he will be able to guide the state well in the future. But we don't explicitly ask people the reasons why they give the results, the responses they do.
You just spoke about the election of Governor Rick Snyder. When change happens like that, is that coming out of a period where things haven't been so good in the state? Is just the change give people reason for optimism until things shake out?
Well, in our survey, people have tended to on several occasions to give the new kid on the block very favorable ratings. They think that here's a new person, let's give him or her a chance. Governor Granholm did very well in her first few surveys. President Obama did spectacularly well when he came to office first. Now, of course, over time, the most common thing is for those euphoric ratings early on to decrease as the hard reality set in. But I think there is a pleasant tendency among Michigan residents to throw out the welcome mat for the new person.
Well, and the other, as you said, 57% of the 1,000 adults surveyed felt that they'd be better off financially a year from now. 43% said they were optimistic about the next year, even though right now their finances are worse than a year ago. I mean, that's kind of stunning in itself, and the optimism is encouraging.
It is, and in fact, it's really important for the economic future because, your expectations about where things are going in the future can sort of be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you think, oh misery, oh gloom and doom, then it becomes much more difficult to get out of bed and do the hard work that you need to do to build a better economic future. On the other hand, if you've got some optimism about where we're headed, that can help people to make the right choices.
And how do you're a professor of economics at MSU. How do these survey results jive with reality?
Well, of course, these are very subjective responses that people give, and my sense is that they fit with reality somewhat, but not perfectly. For instance, almost all of our measures of consumer confidence were at their best back around 1999, 2000, and then this last decade has undeniably been tough on Michigan, and that gets reflected in the numbers. Of course, it's often also true that, you know, we get some people who say that their situation is bad, even though they're making $100,000 or more in a year, and some people say that their financial condition is excellent, even though they're making less than $20,000. So, you know, it really is partly a function of what people have come to expect, and my guess is that regardless of the realities, there are some people out there who are just kind of sunny in their disposition and some people who are kind of grumpy.
Now, that's an appropriate poll question.
Are you grumpy?
I'm one of those sunny ones. I tend to look on the bright side. Does politics come into this a little bit in terms of the survey questions? What was published indicated, you know, those who call themselves politically independent are more likely to say their finances were worse than in the past year. So there must be some questions about politics that kind of help in the study.
We ask people their political party affiliation and also their political ideology. And, you know, not surprisingly, there are some substantial differences in people's views of various things by political party. For instance, in this most recent survey, 64% of the Democrats gave President Obama an excellent or a good rating. Only 9% of the Republicans gave him such a favorable rating, and then in between the independents, 27% favorable. And it's not surprising, of course, to see pretty strong differences between the parties on these issues.
And this survey also showed that Michigan's opinion of President Obama continues to plummet was the word used. Is that surprising to you, given what's going on?
A little bit. I certainly wasn't surprised that his ratings dropped after he first came to office, because when he first came to office, he had just stunningly high ratings. There was a sort of a euphoria at the time of the inauguration, and that was bound to wear off. But then those numbers have – so I thought they would come down, and they briefly rallied in our survey last summer, but then they fell again to an overall total of only 33% saying that they give him an excellent or a good, which is the worst that he's had. I don't think they're going to fall much farther. In fact, this survey was taken before some of the legislative successes that he had at the end of the year, and also before his speech in Tucson, Arizona, which was very well received after Congresswoman Giffords was shot. So I think that there are good reasons to believe that his numbers may stabilize and even improve some as we go forward.
And Governor Granholm, as you said, also was not uncommon for her approval ratings to go low before they left office.
Yeah, her ratings were up near 60% positive when she first came to office, and then they sort of slowly but surely fell, and I think that's largely to do with the poor performance of the economy while she was governor. And then in this most recent survey, her positives reached their all-time low at only 18%, giving her either an excellent or a good. You know, we, for better or worse, I just said that we tend to put out the welcome mat for the new person. We also tend to be fairly unkind to the lame duck. George W. Bush got his lowest ratings in his last survey before he left office. The same is true of John Engler. The same is true of Jennifer Granholm. The only incumbent president or governor who's looked good when they left office was Bill Clinton, whose approval ratings were up in the 50s during the last survey before he left office.
Well, I think the findings are amazing, and I think they're very interesting, and I enjoy going through these with you and figuring them out, because I think it bodes well for all of us when we think things are getting better. Like you said, perception is reality, perhaps.
Yeah, it sure is. Perceptions are just incredibly important to how people behave, and that's why the State of the State survey, we're happy to continue to keep our finger on the pulse of Michigan's people.
Well, Dr. Ballard, I appreciate it so much and look forward to talking with you again.
That'll be great. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Charles Ballard, MSU professor of economics. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.